Motivation for service. Seeing the glory of the Lord. When we have the glory of the Lord before our eyes, it also makes us aware of our weaknesses and failures. But we need this humbling view in order to be able to serve the great Lord effectively. We see this in many men of God. Let their experiences spur us on to look more to Christ and learn blessed lessons for our lives. Isaiah saw the Lord sitting on a high and lofty throne, surrounded by seraphim who testified to his holiness. Isaiah 6, 1-4, John chapter 12, verses 40-41. The prophet felt his unclean lips and those of God's people. After his lips were cleansed by a glowing coal from the altar, Isaiah was sent by God to bring a message of judgment to the defiant people. Isaiah 6, 5-9. Peter, who had not caught a fish all night, went out on the lake again at the word of the Lord and made an overwhelming catch. This revelation of Christ's power caused Peter to fall to his knees. He said to Jesus, "Come away from me, for I am a sinful man, Lord." Luke chapter 5, verse 8. Jesus answered Peter and said, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will catch people." Luke chapter 5, verse 10. When Saul of Tarsus traveled to Damascus to take action against the hated Christians there, he saw a light on the way that surpassed the brilliance of the sun. Blinded, he fell to the ground and asked what he should do for the Lord. His self-will was broken. Paul became a servant and witness for Jesus Christ and went to the nations to bring them the good news, Acts chapter 26, verses 16-18. On the island of Patmos, the Apostle John saw the judicial appearance of the Lord Jesus and fell down at his feet as if dead. No strength remained in the man who had leaned trustingly on Jesus' breast, but the good hand of his master lay upon him, and he was given the great task of writing the profound book of Revelation. Rev 1, 12-19.